95.7 WZID. It's Neil and Marga. October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and what a month it's been.
It sure has, and we're pinky swearing our way through the month and giving you and sharing with you the latest research about breast cancer and the beautiful, and I just love wonderful stories from our survivors.
Yeah, and LaToya is here with us this morning. LaToya, you are a bundle of energy. Have you always been this way?
Pretty much, for the most part.
Yep.
Well, we certainly thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come and share your story. Now, you discovered a year ago, what was it, a mammogram that you had breast cancer?
Yeah. So last October, I had my mammogram scheduled. It was 7 a.m. in the morning. It was in the middle of COVID, so I was tempted to cancel because who wants to go to for a mammogram at 7 a.m. in the morning? So I show up, and then the other reason why I wanted to cancel too, because there's no history of breast cancer in my family. And I've been going every year, and it's like, oh, you know, everything is fine. So I'm like, I can skip one. But thankfully, I didn't skip it. So I went, I had my mammogram. You know, you get the whole, you know, I got to come back and do the ultrasound. So I go in for the ultrasound. Oh, we have to do a biopsy. And I'm like, a biopsy? I'm like, that's new.
Yeah.
You know, so I went in, did the biopsy, met with Dr. Ryan. I'm like, talk to me. What are the chances that I will be diagnosed with cancer? Because I'm that kind of person. I need to know so I can plan.
I understand.
Don't
that.
Sugarcoat it. Let me know.
Just, you know, straight up.
Give it to me.
And I'm like, I understand that it can't be a guarantee because, you know, we don't have the results from the biopsy yet. And she gave me a percentage and I was like, okay, so this sounds kind of sure. And she was like, everything's going to be fine. I was like, well, what's the treatment going to look like? We talked about it. And then I remember her calling me back November the 4th. It was election day.
Yeah.
So I didn't forget. And she was like, yeah, LaToya, sorry to hear, but you do have cancer. And I'm like, what? There's no history. How is it? But the great thing is it was caught early. So we talked about my treatment plan, and which involved chemo, 12 rounds of chemo.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So, 12 rounds of chemo, radiation, and surgery. And then after, you know, the whole healing process from the surgery, then I would have 9 months of chemo every 3 weeks.
Wow.
And
that's aggressive.
Yeah, because of the...
right, and a lot for you to hear.
Yeah. And fortunate for me, I'm always the anomaly, is what I like to say. I have a HER2-positive cancer, and it's more of the aggressive form.
Right.
1 in 4 women get it. And I'm like, oh, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. LaToya's an overachiever again.
Exactly. So, you know, we were all surprised and everything.
I just want to go back to, let's start again. You thought you were going to skip that mammogram. Thank goodness you did not do that.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately, you were at CMC Breast Care Center.
Yep.
And after dealing with them for so many years, they have a team, and boy, they walk you through everything, and they're there to coach you the whole way through.
The whole way through. I mean, I have been taken care of so well, from Dr. Ryan's staff to the oncology, Dr. Southgate. I mean, the nurses over there, you're going for chemo. I mean, they make you feel like you're at home, you know. My plastic surgeon was amazing. You know,
that's important.
Yeah. The radiation staff was amazing. Dr. Katz and his team. I mean, I just felt like they were part of my family. I really, really
Well,
did.
I think at this point they are, too.
Yeah,
it's a big, it's one big family that's working towards a life goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love the way you described the phases of your treatment.
Yeah.
The party phases.
Three party phase, right?
Yeah. I would send an email to, because I work with a great team at work, too. And I was like, hey, here's my party schedule, you know? You know, the chemo party, the radiation party, and... You know, just do it in phases.
And this could go two ways, I imagine, when you get that diagnosis. You could be all inside and not, you know, let it. But to me, it seems like you're a person, all right, how are we going to get through this? Let's get it done and move on.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you've gone through challenges in your life, you know, when new challenges come, you know, you look back and you say, well, how did I get through the last one? And my faith is really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what, God, you took care of me. In the bad times, you're going to continue to take care of me. I have no control anyway.
Right.
All I can do is show up and do my part and be positive, because it makes no sense for me to to not be, because then I'm going to be miserable, and it's already a tough situation. So why have a bad attitude?
Well, and I think what Neil pointed out too is, you know, your mental attitude. It is hard to hear that diagnosis.
Absolutely.
You have to get through that emotion, but you have that support to get from that emotional day and weeks ahead to this positive life challenge that and look forward to that you have now. I love it. It's you took something that, you know, was thrown at you and you didn't want it to be thrown at you, and you're making lemonade.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No, nobody really wants that. And, you know, it's not all peachy keen, you know. The losing the hair piece was, I love short hair, so I didn't think it was going to be a big deal. But when your hair starts falling out, it takes it's an emotional.
Sure.
You know, and I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah. Mm. Mm. That's okay.
Heck is okay.
Heck is okay.
Listen, and after what you went through, I'd say worse. Trust me, I would
I'll
say
take
worse.
The fine.
But Latoya, if there's a bottom line to take away from this, I would probably have to say, get your mammogram.
Absolutely. You know, this is going to be my little spiel. You know,
by all means.
This is my little spiel. You know, it's 15 minutes. 15 minutes that can save your life. All you have to do is show up. Mm-hmm.
Just show up. If you'd like to find out more information, you can go to WZID.com. There's information there, and you'll be able to listen to Latoya once again there, because, again, we so appreciate you working with CMC and coming in and sharing your story. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.